Fondazione Radio Magica presents The Fishwives of Marano Lagunare, written by Eleanor Comisati, read by Rachel Hay.
In Marano Lagunare, the fishwife trade has been handed down from mother to daughter for generations. These women ventured out at night, carrying the fish on their bicycles to earn a living. Throughout the 20th century, these fishmongers sold the daily catch in many places, from the town square of Marano, further afield to Castions, Pocinia, Torsa, Teor, Palazzolo dello Stella, Rivignano, then La Tisana and San Giorgio di Nogaro, and even further throughout the Veneto region, as far as Oderzo and Motta di Livenza. They travelled miles and miles over rough roads, in the dark, with a handkerchief around their necks and heavy socks, first on foot and then, as things progressed, by bicycle, moped or in ape three-wheelers, when they were accompanied by their husbands. Because that's how it went sometimes, husband and wife together, selling the fish and going home with something else to eat. Eggs, some poultry, flour, even a sausage. And lots of effort, to the extent that they could hardly put up with it anymore. The fishmongers, whose names were Maria, Enza, Luisa, Nora, Gina, all knew that every night at midnight they would be setting off with the fish brought in by the boats. With their large baskets loaded with crabs, sardines and shrimps, they had to pedal through the dark. And if they stumbled in the night, they had to get up and fight against the difficulties of life. If they punctured a tire, they had to change it. If they were cold, they had to endure it. There was never time for melancholy. "No, we can't afford it," they said, while pedalling, driving, unloading, selling, returning. They had the strength to remain together, among women, and to sing and pray. They were a bundle of nerves and hearts, beating in unison. What about their husbands? They continued fishing day after day, night after night, and the fishmongers continued to sell, day after day, night after night. Their husbands only took their place if they were sick or giving birth, because the fishmonger's job knew no interruption, but recognised in all of them a soul identity. "We are all women," they said. Sometimes you meet people during the long journey. You can talk to other companions. You can shout, laugh, make remarks, warm up with a cup of coffee offered by a customer, rest in a stranger's house if the going gets too rough. Although daughters usually replaced mothers, at times girls could not find husbands in the free zone, which was the mainland, where not only fish, but also hopes moved about. And then you left the trade. The fishmongers were women of the world, inasmuch as, in the darkness of the night, they had become acquainted with a little of it, in front of those baskets full of fish trying to wriggle out like flowers among the plants of the lagoon. They had seen a little of the world beyond Marano. And if the 20th century is remembered for the two great wars and all those events you read about in school books, here in Marano, things are different. The story of the fishwives is known to all the people of Marano through the black and white photographs on the sideboards inside their houses, through the worn dresses of grandmothers still in the attic, through the stories of the old folk in front of the ancient tower. These and other stories are among the memories of many elderly ladies who, when night falls, go to sleep with a smile. because now they are no longer fishmongers, but grandmothers, who keep their grandchildren sleeping happily next to them, and who lead a quieter life while dawn breaks over the lagoon.